This is GeekWire's App of the Week on the all-new Cairo Radio Weekend.
All right, this week's App of the Week, Tiny Death Star. Are you ready for this, John?
Hit me.
So this is a follow-up to a very popular app called Tiny Tower by a company called Nimblebit. And it's sort of like SimCity, except simple and in a tower. And the idea is you're running this office tower with residents. And in the case of Tiny Death Star, it's all Star Wars themed. So people move in, you have to run the economy, you have to find them jobs, you add floors and build the tower. In this case, you're building the Death Star, and there's all sorts of inside Star Wars jokes.
This is very geeky.
It's extraordinarily geeky. It's a lot of fun. It took me about 5 or 10 minutes to really get into it and fully understand what was going on. I had not played Tiny Tower before, but Blair Frank, our correspondent from the Bay Area, suggested this one for this week's App of the Week. He's a big fan of Tiny Tower and suggested that Nimblebit, the company that makes this, is really a strong app maker. And it's totally addicting. After about 10 minutes, free app, however, somewhat aggressive on the free-to-play model. In other words, to continue playing at full strength or with as much power as you want to get, you have to buy in-app purchasing. Now, Blair says he thinks you can basically run through this game without buying extra things, and you can take that on as a challenge and basically make it work. But it's a lot of fun. It's definitely a time killer. And if you get into it and you've got all these residents moving in, it's really a puzzle in the end. And it's a lot of fun. So that is Tiny Death Star. It is for iOS and Android. And that is GeekWire's App of the Week.